Well, a few months back, Lisa Chandler and Peter Rukavina came up with a plan to work together on a creative project and find a way to spread joy to others. The result was a project they've entitled This Box is for Good. And they're here with me now to spread that goodness here on Main Street. Hello, Lisa and Peter.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I love this. I'm looking at these beautiful boxes right now. Lisa, how did this idea begin, creating these boxes?
Well, I've had a tradition of giving Christmas gifts, homemade Christmas gifts, for many, many years. And Peter was reminding me on the walk-in that the Christmas candy that I make, that some people call Christmas crack, because it's of its addictive qualities,
yes.
It was a recipe from my Aunt Diane, who only recently told me the story that Dennis Ellsworth was her grade 7 student at the time.
Oh, is that right?
And
okay.
Brought in this, it was a classroom challenge of bringing in a recipe and teaching kids how to make it. So the story began with the Christmas candy.
I love it.
And when Peter and I became a couple of years ago, I wanted to continue the tradition of making Christmas gifts. And because Peter has been a letterpress printer for years, we wanted to include him. And so we made a box together. And so that's where it began.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to November of 2023, we went to Dartmouth to take a lino cut printing course.
Okay.
A 4-day course, and came back and we're really excited to put our new skills to use. And so our box this Christmas, we used lino cut and letterpress to make boxes for our family and friends. Peter can chime into kind of how the idea evolved.
And maybe you can tell us more about that process that you learned about, because people may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, well, I think as I told the story of this box on my blog, I related the story of how the husband of one of Lisa's oldest friends, when I first met him after starting to get to know Lisa, said, "I hope you like projects." And, you know, Lisa is a very creative, project-oriented person. And one of the aspects of our coupledom is that I think we like to one-up each other. So in 2022, we made a box and letterpress printed it with a message and put Christmas candy in it. So what are we going to do for 2023? So we did go to Dartmouth, as Lisa said, and we learned about lino-cut printing, which a lot of people, I think, people of our generation did maybe as kids, where you have a block of linoleum and some wood carving tools, and you carve into it, and then you spread ink on it, you put a piece of paper, or in our case, a box over top of it, and what you carved, you see in reverse on the box. And so I sent Lisa a video mid-summer of a particular approach to this lino cut printing, and I could see sparks dance in her eyes. And so she gifted me the present of a 4-day workshop. And then, of course, we have this new skill. We have to make a box. We have a project. And then one thing led to another. So,
and then you're making multiple boxes that you're sending out into the world. So how did that idea come about, Lisa?
Well, we were making the Christmas box, and they're beautiful, sturdy boxes.
Yeah.
And it felt like there could be something more to it. Like, how can we make this mean something more? And just through the jigs and the reels, we were talking about how can this box last? And we came up with the idea of, like, what if we gave something to people and then they cherished the box but put something else in it and gave it and passed it on? And so we came up with this box is for good, kind of the double meaning of it's for good as in it's supposed to last, sustainable, go the duration, but also do good each time. So it's like we filled it with something good that we made in this case. We're hoping that the people that received it, you know, make something else. Or I would love if people put a big wad of cash in it and gave it to someone who needs it.
Or the goal is to kind of pay it forward with each of these.
Pay it forward,
right?
Yeah. Other people have told us maybe, you know, it's like a chain letter, but a good chain letter in that, you know, it can keep going and going.
I think that the best gifts are gifts that it maybe hurts a little to give away, like something you cherish. If you give to someone, that makes it more meaningful. And I think so we're creating something that we hope is beautiful, that we want people to pass along. They can stay on their table for a few days perhaps, but we want it to hurt a little.
Yeah.
We want it to, okay, I like this beautiful thing, but I'm going to pass it on. And I think the magic, what really makes it sing, is knowing that you're part of the chain. And so a box that you received for Christmas, you pass on to your uncle, who passes on to his old war buddy, who passes it on to their granddaughter. And we're excited to see what happens and what that kind of beyond the physicalness of the box, what the spirit of the box means.
Because you're tracking them, right? Each of these has a number on it.
Exactly. Every box has a number. And of course, I've been in the web business for a long time. I'm trying to get out of the web business, but every box has a unique number that we printed on the box. And so the idea is you receive the box, you go to thisbox.info, you enter your box's number, and then that goes into the history, the kind of the written history of that box. And we've started now, you know, the Christmas box was the first generation. I think we've had a third generation now. So we've seen boxes go to Australia, boxes go from Amsterdam to Germany. We've seen boxes go to South Carolina, you know, and we're really excited, I think, to see.
Christmas time.
Yeah. We check the Google spreadsheet, you know, every day. To say, oh, my God, look, that person in Montreal just registered their box.
And so now you have one for Valentine's Day as well. Maybe you can talk a bit about the design and coming up with the quote that you wanted on this.
Well, the quote came from Peter, and it's a Shakespeare quote from Twelfth Night. If music be the food of love, play on.
Yes, it's a good one.
And there's a little bit of a kind of a funny backstory, which is I'm a big-time project manager and like things to be organized and like to chip away at a goal. And Peter's more of a spontaneous, I'm feeling creative and I'm going to go to the print shop and crank it out. So we're finding that the months roll around pretty quickly. And the January box took us endless hours because it was a complicated lino cut reduction process. So this month's box for February is done with the letterpress and with type, no lino cut. But it turned out beautifully.
Yeah, it looks great.
And it was a bit of a struggle behind the scenes between the two of us.
And I guess we kind of buried the lead in there somewhere, which is after doing the Christmas box, Lisa said, let's do a box every month for 2024. And I said, yes, of course.
Because you like projects?
Yeah. Yeah. And as Lisa said, it's, you know, okay, that seems like a good idea. And so the February box, it's hot off the presses. It's printed with metal type as one would have done 150 years ago. And, you know, that's another kind of interesting exploration because Lisa's a very visual thinker. I'm a very visual thinker, but I think we come at it from different ways. And, you know, this, among other things, you know, this box is also for good because it's a way of us exploring our partnership and the tensions in our partnership and different approaches we take and how do you collaborate as a couple that's known each other for just 2 years. And I think, you know, we both kind of are alpha personalities and kind of have a very strong visual sense. And so how do we negotiate that? That's been interesting, challenging, sometimes very frustrating to explore.
And you're doing this, you know, there's no fee associated with this or anything. You're giving these away. And I guess the question is, why? I mean, obviously it's fun, it's creative, it brings you two together, but why do it?
Well, I think I've always loved beautiful things. And so beauty, contribution, connection. In my work as a leadership coach, which I'm not doing at the moment, it was about bringing people into a beautiful space where they'd feel safe enough to kind of go deep, open up to other people, other leaders, and grow. And so this is like a new way to give myself permission to be creative in a different way, but still, you know, bring beauty and connection into the world and love, really.
I mean, this box is for good. Is you want to put good out into the world.
Yeah, like I have just finished 28 years working with the Old Farmer's Almanac. And in the early days, it was exciting and we were inventing the internet. For the last part of that work, it was all about getting people to click on things. And it wasn't not for good. It wasn't for evil. But it was about monetization and search engine optimization. And I just like the idea of doing something because it's a beautiful thing with a beautiful spirit that I have permission to do with the woman I love. Why wouldn't we do that?
Yeah. I guess, so. And how do you decide who gets one of these?
We figure it out as we go along, I guess.
I think one word that keeps coming up for us is emergence. You know, I used to use a quote with leaders around building the bridge as you're walking over it. So we don't know where we're going and we don't know what kind of life this might take on. We don't know how long we'll stay motivated, like how easy or hard will this be to do it every month for a year. But I do get really excited when I think of boxes that are already out in the world and like how long will they last and where will they show up? You know, maybe we're planting seeds right now that'll show up years from now. And so it's worth it for that.
Well, we know where five of these boxes are ending up because you've been very generous to give us five to give away for Valentine's Day tomorrow on the program. So to get in the running, to get your name in to win one of these five boxes, and we're going to throw some Main Street CBC prizes in there as well, a journal and a hat. We'll make this a prize package for Valentine's Day. We want your love song playlist. Maybe request a song, a dedication that we could send out tomorrow on the program for Valentine's Day. You can send it along through TalkBack. It's 1-800-680-1898, 1-800-680-1898, or you can email us, mainstreetpei@cbc.ca, and we'll find five new homes for these boxes. We want you to register them, too, and we'll track their progress down the road. Peter Rukavina, Lisa Chandler, great to talk with you about this. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
And again, we want to give away five of these boxes tomorrow, along with some CBC prizes, journals, and ball hats. We'll see what else we can find in the prize vault. So call in your love song requests for Valentine's Day, 1-800-680-1898. And feel free to make a dedication too. And that email again, mainstreetpei@cbc.ca.